Right, I have two men in front of me who are a little bit nervous because they've never done an interview together before.
It's more like, it's not nerves really, it's more like he just doesn't want me around.
Just tension.
Really. Is it? Yeah. Okay. So it's Liam O'Manley, who you know from the Hot House Flowers, and his son Keane O'Manley.
Hello.
From Big Love, which is your group. Yeah, thanks so much for coming in. And the reason you're in is to tell us about Liberty Spree concert tomorrow night, which is in aid of the Gael school that you went to,
yeah.
Keane. And it's celebrating 25 years in existence.
25 years tomorrow.
Is that your age as well?
I'm 26.
You're 26.
Right. Started the year after I was born.
Right, okay. And this is an event that you've been involved in, Liam, for quite some time.
Yes. Well, so Keane went to Listen and Oak. Keane started going to Listen and Oak. Anya Sheehy is one of the founders. She's from Kirkorina. And she called me and said, look, we've got this school and I think Keane would like it. And the rest is history. I've made some of my best friends there.
She poached me.
She poached you, basically, yeah.
She scouted me from an early age, I think.
That's it. And yeah, it's real. There's a really nice community at the gate, you know. And there's people offer their resources, their abilities for the school. And it's an artistic feeling to the school, and that suited me.
Now, he didn't go to the school, you did. So yeah. you're probably better positioned to comment.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah,
I had a great time. I learned a lot there. Love for the language, Irish language and culture. And yeah, it was just a real hub and a real community from the first day we were there, parents and students alike, I think, wasn't it?
Mm.
And this concert tomorrow night, will you be performing together?
No.
No?
Never.
Yeah, you can understand. Well, you can understand that, like, that Keane has his identity.
Of course.
And I'm the looker of the two of us. So
you're the best looking.
The good look, yeah. The right. Jeans.
I don't know about that now.
But yeah, so it'll be the first time we're fucking messing around here. But you know, it's the proudest thing in my world, really, that this young man that I've watched grow and I've watched kind of go wild in his teens, and to hear him sort of singing in the bathroom, and then suddenly he's put something together, and the next thing is on the radio. And just memories of hearing Lily was the first single that came out, and myself and Marion coming into the drive, and the song just appearing on the radio and just jumping around the garden and hearing it, and hearing a voice that I know has something from my genes, but has something from completely other set of genes as well, and is so exciting.
It's so really Keane, the music then, was there pressure on you to be?
No, well, I want to be good, definitely, because I know he's pretty good. Not that good looking though, as good looking as he thinks. But yeah, no, not pressure, I kind of stayed away from it for a while, not purposely, but I just wasn't drawn to it. But I think there was always a subconscious yearning to do something along those lines.
And what's your earliest memory of your dad on stage?
There's just so many. I think I kind of grew up backstage a little bit, and I'd be side of stage. Sometimes I'd go to sleep on the stage, actually. Which happened a few times, not because the music was bad, just because I was only 3 years old.
It'll be easier. And he was a lullaby. It'll be easier in the morning.
Yeah,
he was
exactly.
Singing into your.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sometimes I'd be side of stage and I'd be screaming, trying to sing backing vocals along just in case someone would hear me, and I'd get dragged up on stage. And then I remember once I was dragged on stage and I got given the mic, the lead mic, and I was only about 7. And I didn't know what I was singing, and I got very embarrassed then.
Of course, yes, yes.
Yeah, that was a dream come true at the time, but I wasn't ready for it.
Right, and now you are.
Now I am.
And Big Love is the band. So I'll ask that question again. Will you be performing together tomorrow night?
No,
you won't. Definitely won't. And you rarely do.
Well, we rarely do, you know, but that it's kind of like, and Keane kind of calls it. It's Keane's shout, really. I'm always up for playing with everybody, any old thing I'll play with, you know, so that including Keane. And but Keane, even Keane,
there's a lovely dynamic here,
especially me. but so it is Keane's call, and Keane basically said, look, if we're going to do something, it has to be really good. It has to be. It can't be just, sure, you know, let's just do something. Mm. And I really do respect that. And so that, you know, there's a, we did prepare something for here, but you know, circumstances.
And did it need an instrument, or could you just give us a little bit of it?
Needed an instrument.
Did it really? Definitely. Did it really?
If you do something together, it has to be great.
Yeah. Well, you give us a sort of a 10-second, 15-second of it. You know, and nobody will measure you by that. I'd just love to hear the two voices together. That's what I would love to hear.
How what would you do?
I don't know.
God, yeah.
Tired. Calling us out here.
I know. It's
we were meant to have a piano in here. I don't know.
What yeah, well, you see, with COVID, there are people out and everything, and it's difficult.
On the point, though, it was an interesting. You see, Aoife, who would be one of my best friends, and is Cian's mom. We did separate, so Cian, so he was kind of babysat by the band as well. So it's kind of like he was forced to join the circus.
Yes,
and I mean he already said that, but I think
that's your angle.
It's
on
our
it.
History.
Yes. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
our history, and it was always a buzz for me for him to come up and just to suddenly see him up there with us, you know. And there's one bit of footage where he's actually sitting at the piano, and. And he looks bigger than the rest of us just because of the angle of the camera. Or Gavin took a shot. I don't know. Because
your dad was a singer.
Yeah.
And you had a similar, not as public, but similar in that you're always around about
music. He transmitted it to me.
Yes,
He transmitted. And transmission is the thing. I think that people don't realise everything we learn most of what we do from our parents. Mm. And it's not anything you're taught is probably secondary to anything you learn. What you learn is what you look at and what you go, that's what he's doing.
That's definitely how it worked with us anyway.
And it's, I think anything good I've learned from my mom or my dad, and bad probably, is just from what I've seen.
So
and,
yeah.
And I remember...
Do you find yourself keen spotting bits of him, as you've heard to him, in yourself?
I talk with my hands a lot. That's a big part of it.
And in
music.
In performing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a mad dancer on stage. I have a bit of that as well, and sometimes I'll let out a belt and it sounds similar. But I'm very, very much my own.
Yes,
I'm very
your own
my
man.
Own voice as well. Yeah, but it creeps through.
And I hear Pa, his grandfather Pa on his mother's side. I hear his energy coming through. And Pa wasn't a singer, but he was a really quiet man, but a volcanic presence. Like, you know, those quiet people who. You just wouldn't mess with them. And Pa was one of them.
I can stick on the single after this now. It's a good intro.
Yeah.
He's a quiet man, but...
Well, again, another thing that I felt was that, like, you know, somebody makes a piece of art, and art has energy. Art is there for a reason in the world. And somebody makes a piece of art that heals, that does. When Cian came out with that record... It did something to our genetic thing, to the family. There was a sound he made that I felt he's letting out a roar for the family, for the ancestors. I really felt that. And there was healing happened between all the members of the extended family just through that little record, you know.
Mm. I think after it taken so long for me to get my act together and know that I wanted to do it, this was kind of it was the perfect first song.
The band came together before lockdown?
Just before, like,
right.
The year of, we were making plans and we recorded our first single, and then we put a plan together for release and for a line of gigs, and then the whole world paused for a little bit. So we just got to nail down the rest of our songs and our sound, yeah.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Great thing,
yeah.
Personally and musically, and yeah, I know it was tough for a lot of people, but we really got to focus on what we wanted to do and what we wanted to put out there.
Now,
and also relax about it as well.
Everybody knows what your dad sounds like,
mm-hmm.
but they're curious now. People who haven't heard Lily are curious to know what you sound like. So we play a little bit of that, will we? And then we'll chat about it.
Please do, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty deadly, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is pretty deadly.
I mean, and, you know, there's no mistake in
it. You know a good song.
Singer,
yeah.
And that's you know, you get a single every now and again and you just want to play it again and again and again. It's like Unfinished, or what is that? The Verve.
Oh, yes, Unfinished Symphony.
Yeah, I just loved that. And there was, every now and again something great, and this is one for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I was in tears when I heard it, to be honest. Like, me and Marion standing there going,
yeah. Yeah, I remember sending it to my dad, and he'd give one. He always gives one line texts. It's almost as if he's trying to write a poem to say anything. To say, what are you going? What are you getting me in the shops? So I just sent over an early mix, and I just got like beautiful. And then a day later, it's like a wave. And then another day, it's like a salmon going upstream. So it's just kind of being drip fed. I didn't know if it was any good. It's being drip fed comments. No, but it's brilliant. It's the best feedback you can get.
It's like a salmon.
It just takes a while to get to the point. So do you like it or not?
So there's still tickets available. Liberty's free concert tomorrow night. The proceeds are in aid of Gaelscoil Liosnaoig. And there will be Liam O'Mainley, there will be Keane O'Mainley with his band Big Love, and you will hear them singing that. And thanks so much for coming in. And listen, when all this is over, will you, whatever you prepared,
we'd love
will
to
you keep
in,
it for
yeah.
us?
We'd love to.
Yeah, yeah, we'd love to have you.
Yeah,
love to have
thank you.
Thank totally. You very much. We'll okay. That's it from us. Cormac is on the way with Sarah, and we are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.